News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the Executive Chair today, Richard Kennedy. He's the CEO of Carbon AMS, formerly of Devonish, a man of this parish and these parts. Richard, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby, and welcome to Sligo.
Lovely to be here. Now, you grew up over the road there at Clare, Toolstran, the local GAA club. Your family were in the livestock business, is that right?
Yeah, well, my dad and my uncle actually were members here back in the 60s, and then they always had business in and based in Sligo. But they always felt that the basis for doing business in Sligo or having a business in Sligo was to do it better, because you had to bring people here.
Sure.
There isn't a passing trade. So Eddie Shannon spoke to you earlier, and he said, you know, people pass through. You have to get them to come here.
Yeah.
And like, so this place, once you come here, you keep coming back.
Absolutely. So what a lovely place to grow up. Off to the smoke to study ag science. That must have been a bit of an adventure. Did you always know what you wanted to do yourself?
I had a fair idea. I have a passion for science and for research. And my mother, who's in her 92nd year now, encouraged that. My dad had the business, and my mom was a home economics teacher, and she gave me a passion for chemistry and biochemistry.
Right.
And I became a nutritionist. What I am actually is a nutritionist.
Okay.
And studied animal nutrition firstly.
And how did your involvement then begin with Devonish and that all come about?
Well, it was from that. I, as I say, Devonish was and is a phenomenal business. I got a huge opportunity there, which I suppose I capitalised on. But that was focusing on being a disruptor. As we said about being around and from here, you have to think differently.
Yeah.
I had to find a way, and the people in Devonish and my colleagues when I was there had to look at the market in a different way. Now, we didn't realise we were disruptors at that stage, but that's ultimately what we were. We had to look at it differently, had to take on multinationals and large corporations to cut out and dig out our business opportunities and capitalise on them. And that's what we did. And that was, one chapter, but moved on to another one now.
And I'm going to talk about that in a second, but you're a very modest man, Richard. You were the Entrepreneur of the Year, the EY Entrepreneur of the Year in 2019, a serious accolade by any standards. Your contribution to business, to industry, was recognised in winning that award. You've moved on from Devonish now. The new business, Carbon AMS. I know one of your challenges, as you've said to me, is that explaining anaerobic digestion to the masses is not easy.
No, absolutely.
Off you go.
And I suppose we take a unique perspective on anaerobic digestion. Our system is all about agriculture. It's grass and slurry in what we would term a concrete cow, and that produces methane. So again, this is where we look at things differently. You know, if you look at cows, they tend to produce methane. We actually want to do that in a concrete cow and trap the methane. That replaces, that will replace fossil fuel gas. So it's a natural gas. Also will produce biogenic carbon, which I know it's a big long word, but that's actually renewable carbon, which is fundamental to the hydrogen industry, and also natural fertilizers. So they're the outcomes from this.
So your future as a business is going to be as an alternative fuel, or the producer of an alternative fuel, be it in hydrogen or methane.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've opened 22 operational plants across Northern Ireland and Scotland. There's a new one opening in Meath, I believe, later this
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. My colleagues, Pat Hart and Paul Kingston, they've been in this business for a number of years, and that's what has been unique for us. So they came with me on this journey, and basically we showed they have experience that nobody else has, because they operated and built plants across the UK and Northern Ireland. We're now absorbing that into the business, and we're building our first plant outside Dublin. We'll start in the next couple of weeks.
Great stuff. Now, as we look out the window here, Richard, Enniscrone Beach, what memories does that have for you?
It's phenomenal. I suppose one of the things I always say that Jacqueline, my wife, said yes to me here. Now, most of my friends say, well, I was obviously hanging her off the end of the pier when she said yes. But no, that the beach here is has absolutely phenomenal memories for me, because that's where she said yes. And she's been a huge supporter and encourager of mine all along. And she's the rock that I've okay. done anything I've done on.
Well, as I said, you're a very modest and gracious man. You're a great ambassador for this part of the world. You've had huge success in business. You're going to go on to even greater success. So what a pleasure to talk to one of your own, Richard Kennedy.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Bobby.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.